In the opinion of the main evening news bulletin on state television, voting in the country's general election has been almost frantic, with high turnouts forcing the Iranian Interior Ministry to extend the voting for 4 hours beyond the official closing time. It'll be some time yet before the official turnout is known, but early indications suggest it could be respectable, if not overwhelming. I'm at a polling station in the prosperous suburb of Niavaran in northern Tehran. There are long lists of candidates hanging along the walls, but the names of many would-be candidates are absent because prior to the election, Iran's hardline Council of Guardians banned around 2,500 reformist politicians from standing. The reformists, who were already under pressure over their perceived failure to fulfill their promises, decided to boycott the poll. Two sisters here at this polling station, Bahar Irani and Nushit Najafi, represent the underlying split between the reformists and the conservatives in Iran's political fabric.
There is no competition at all. And these candidates actually belong to only 10% maybe of the population. So if the candidates doesn't belong to all of the population, it is not a real election.
But is it not better to at least vote for the people who closest represent your opinions rather than to not use your vote at all?
It depends on your opinion. In my opinion, actually, I think reform is the end of the reform from my point of view. I don't know if it's a real point of view or not. But I think that we are going to come up with the end of the reform in this society.
I have chosen to vote. That's not because of any torture or any pushing or any nothing. I like to vote, and that's the most reason that I have chosen.
For some Tehranis, though, the ideological divide between conservatives and reformists is just a side issue. They believe all politicians are as bad as each other, regardless of their political hue. One reformist MP prevented from standing in the election, Ali Mazrui, admits people have turned away from them because they're seen to have failed.
The situation is very difficult for the reformists now. The majority of people which were supporting the reformists, they are not interested to attend the election and to vote for anybody.
With most reformists barred and a conservative victory virtually assured, a high turnout is now needed to endorse the legitimacy of Iran's Islamic system. Whatever the final figure, it's sure to be lower than the 67% who turned out 4 years ago, a clear sign of the disillusionment felt by many on this election day.